Wakey.
Welcome back to All Make a Stand of You, the podcast where I, Phil, introduce straight kids to my friend Tom. Tom, how you doing?
I'm great. I wasn't expecting that. So you really like to find new ways to just catch me off guard every single time we record.
Look, we were playing around with our microphone settings a little bit, and made it work.
So the intro, I'm sure it looks good on your end, like as far as mm-hmm. your recording of it goes. It did not, the little intro song thing did not come through Discord very well. It was still pretty choppy. So I'm sure it's fine for the recording, but just so you are aware, there's still,
if it's messed
there.
Up, I'll just fix it. I think, I turned on the voice modulation while the intro was playing, and then I started to wonder, like, is this going to affect the intro?
No.
Is this going to mess with it? Or, it shouldn't, because it's just on my mic, so it shouldn't. But anyway, that's okay. Anyway, how are you doing, Tom?
Oh,
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, good. Yeah. Had a good week?
Yeah. Well, no, not really.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was kind of like, I don't know. It had its ups and its downs. I taught my first class this week, mm-hmm. and
congratulations!
It was really cool getting into it, but I didn't particularly enjoy the class.
Oh well.
So
there's always next time.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I think it went pretty well, mm-hmm. Especially for it being my first time. And even when I was starting up the test today, one of the kids was like, how many tests have you proctored before? And I was like, this is the first one. And I was like, you guys are my first class. And he's like, really? Because I sat through a lot of these classes already and helped out with like the labs and stuff. So most of the time I'm sitting up the front, and when they raise their hand for me to like come over and help them, I'm just like, what's the problem? And they're like, when I type this, I get this. And I'm like, you're doing this wrong. And they're like, oh,
right. Yeah, yeah.
Cause I just know what, like, I don't have to go over there and look, right. I can figure it out. Based on their information. The only time that I can't figure it out is when they say some fucking wild shit that I've never heard of before, and then I go over there. This is what it is usually. I go over there and I'm like, what's the problem? And they start like trying to explain it to me, like they're explaining their system to me. Right. And I'm like, mm-hmm. no, stop. What step are you on? What are you trying to accomplish? And they like point to it on there. And then I'm like, okay, what's the problem? And they point to like what they're looking at on the screen. And I'm like, why are you looking at that? That information does not matter. I told you, like, I'm like, if you type this command and it gives you this information, that's like this line is the only line you care about. The fucking 46 other lines about nonsense, like, you don't care about those. Don't read them. They don't matter. But they like, they like focus in, and they're like, because there are example like screenshots in the book, and they're like, this one says version 12.2, but mine says version 14.2. Does that matter? And I'm like, God, Jesus fucking Christ. No. No.
Maybe the next one will be better, or maybe they'll all be the same. It could go either way.
I think it's going to be hit or miss. So I think the problem, based on my experience with the other classes, just like being in the other classes, is mm-hmm. that like you usually have like the one or two that are the special cases that like need a little extra help. I'm not trying to like, they're not like stupid. They don't get it quite as well as the other kids, which is understandable if you don't know much about computers. This class was the opposite of that. There was like the one or two that really got it and like didn't need any attention. And then the rest mm-hmm. of the class were the people that's like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fun. It's cool though. You're getting experience as a teacher now and, doing all this stuff. I mean, that at least there's some applicable skills that you can apply once you're out, I don't know. Cleaning up a fucking deck is not really going to be that helpful.
What? You mean putting water inside of a bag and then putting it on the deck of a ship isn't a useful skill?
Painting the fucking metal is not going to be a skill that you need in your everyday life.
Rust busting.
Yeah. Rust busting. Yeah, we talked about that a long time ago. So funny.
And that's the thing. Like when I just mentioned this before we started, which is that like they are trying to incentivize us putting forth some recruiting effort during the Christmas break. But their incentive is we could potentially have a pizza party, which is like, you've got to be kidding me. Like
that's like the classic worst thing that a boss could offer you.
Such a fucking so funny meme, right? Like it is literally meme at this point. And they're like, yeah, you know what our senior enlisted disgruntled instructors want? A pizza party. And I'm just like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Like what an insane thing to say to a group of people. And then when we were like giving it backlash, you know, we were, cause our chief brought it up at our quarters and we're like, this is the dumbest shit we've ever fucking heard of. And we're not going to do it. And she's like, she tried to sell the Navy to us. She's like, well, get really good college benefits. And this. She starts like listing off some things. And one of the other, good thing he did it, because I was about to fucking go off. Because he goes, look, you don't need to sell the Navy to us. We're already in. Okay.
It's so good. I just, wow. I'm sorry your chief is a Joe.
It's really bad.
And a Jane? Is it still a Joe?
I don't, that's a good question. That's
a good question. I don't know. I learned Joe from you. So
I don't know. They call me Joe,
Okay.
Not really? In that way. They just call, no, they don't call me a Joe. Oh. They call me Joe.
Yeah.
Because of my last name.
Right.
So
don't dox yourself.
Yeah.
I may have to do some editing.
There's no way around people, there's no way people can figure
I
it
know,
out.
I know. Yeah. I know. But still. Speaking of not doxing yourself, I am gonna tell you the story of my evening.
Okay.
And I'm gonna do my best to not dox myself. Sure. So I'll say the town that we live in, the suburb we live in, has a Christmas tree lighting near our house. It's so close that we can walk there and we have to walk through our neighborhood and there's a little back route through some houses. Like there's a path through between a couple houses that takes us near where this tree lighting is, which is nice. Cause then we don't have to worry about parking and shit. Right.
Yeah.
And so we were like, okay, we're going to bring, we have like a fold up, little wagon to carry the kids in and their waters and shit, right? Makes sense to do it that way. But the kids like immediately were like, I want to ride in the wagon. And I'm like, all right, fine, fuck it. Like, we gotta get there because Logan's friend from his class in school who lives in our neighborhood, they've been like wanting to get together, and this was like finally an opportunity to be like, okay, fine, we'll get together. Because normally I'm always like, hey, your friend can't just randomly come over because you won't clean up your toys. So unless everything's like put away and you guys can come and have like a nice clean time. It hasn't really been that big of an issue because they only started to get to be friends in the last couple weeks. But still, anyway, so we were meeting them there to have them like hang out and stuff, which is great. So I have to pull, I pulled this wagon the whole way there with the kids in it. And then I had to pull it around between all the crowds. It was like massive this year. Like there were so many people there, which is great. I mean, like I like to see people get out and kind of have like community that way. You know, they had like carolers and they had a Santa and they had some like Marvel superhero cosplayers. I don't really understand that, but sure. There was a guy dressed as the Grinch. It was pretty cool. They even had like a little like a fake snow like sledding hill, and Logan's friend said he wanted to do it. He wanted to ride down it on a little inner tube. And so we started to go that way. I got a little lost because I had to go around the crowds because I was dragging the fucking wagon with me. But I caught up to them, and both Logan and Michelle were like, ah, that's too high. I can't do it. No way. Not going to do it. So Michelle said she wanted to go. They had like bouncy houses. So I took her to do the bouncy houses. So but she wanted to ride in the wagon again. So I'm pulling her on the wagon again. We wait in line, it takes forever, but she gets in this little bouncy house. She has a great time. I got pictures. It's great. While we were in line, Jeanette had messaged me and Logan was decided he was going to go down it. Like he got convinced by his friend, like, oh, okay, I'm going to do it. So I was like, come on, Michelle, like once we're done, let's race over there. And so we finished at the bouncy house and I throw her back in the wagon. I pull it all the way down the road. Like it's like along a road. And so we hop back into the road and I drag the whole wagon down there again. And then we get there. We're waiting for a while. It's starting to get really cold and Michelle feels very cold. And I felt bad, but she had a blanket. She was okay. And Logan's friend gets up there first with his brother and they both went down in a tube together and great fun. Awesome. And then Logan was going up next and he was getting up. He was going up the stairs and like, I wasn't there to help him. And Jeanette wasn't there. Like once he's on the stairs, he just climbs up and then, you know, and he got to the top and he just was like too afraid.
Yeah,
it was too high. And he was just too afraid. He couldn't do it. And so he started to like cry a little bit at the top. I'm sure that he felt like, yeah, he should have been able to do it. And I felt so bad. And because like Michelle and I were waiting at the bottom to like record a video and like cheer for him. And he started to go down. And it took him a little bit to get down the stairs because they were like pretty steep metal stairs. But we all caught up to him and gave him a big hug and stuff. And he felt a little better. You know, nobody was like, oh, I can't believe you didn't do it. You know, his friend even was like, oh, you know, it was super scary up there, you know?
Yeah.
So it was fine. You know, I only felt bad because like we got there. He waited in that line, got up to the top, felt scared and had to get back down. And then it was like, okay, well, it's too late now. We have to go home and go to bed.
Yeah, right.
So, but you know, he got to spend time in line chatting with his friend. I guess that's a good experience. And we still went and took some pictures under the tree, and so that was nice. I pulled them home, in the wagon, you know. And we got home and, you know, got everyone inside and now my elbow hurts so fucking bad from pulling the wagon all over the place.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
hurts so bad that like when I fully extend my arm and like move it in a certain way, like it like tweaks it and I'm like, God, what fuck? Jesus Christ. It's bad. So I'll probably be taking some leave later.
Yeah.
The old man's drug.
Is it?
Kind of. I mean, like, it's just a, you know, painkiller, but they, right. You know, it's supposed to be good for like arthritis type things, you know?
Okay.
I don't know. That's what I'm literally just going off of marketing. That could be total bullshit. That's just what the commercial says. That's what I've been sold is that for 12 hours, that shit will make me feel good on my elbow. So
yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to make any claims on this podcast about shit I don't know about. Yeah. I just saw the ad. So that's what I'm going to take.
Hey, Aleve, if you want to sponsor us, you know,
yeah.
Hit us up.
First. Well, don't hit us up. Send us we need to see the peer reviewed trials. Then hit us up.
No, I'm ready to sell out. Fuck it. If you want to sell your product on our podcast, like just let us know. I'll support it all day long. Raid Shadow Legends. Yeah. Hit me up.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Anyway, we are going to watch some stuff tonight. It is a Stray Kids podcast. I'll have you know.
Okay.
We got a new episode of Two Kids Show. That's the one, you know, where they do an interview. Like they have one of the members do the interview And then they sing some songs. So I have no idea. I got no spoilers on TikTok this time of like what they sing or anything. So
okay,
I'm excited. So, you know, all in all, pretty good. Anyway, let's watch Two Kids Show episode 2 with Hyunjin and IN. All right, Tom, what'd you think? Hyunjin and IN, good pair?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I must have known that they were in school together. I mean, I think I knew that and that they went to school together. But like, I'm not sure I put it together just how much time they spent together doing all that, how often. Yeah. And like the fact that they were like getting rides from Hyunjin's mom every day for a while. Like, that's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So interesting.
I don't know. I just figured that everyone except for Three Racha met at JYP when they were put together. You know, like Bang Chan like found all of them and he was like, "Yeah, I want this one." And I went like, I don't know, like he's picking. Well, I don't know. Did they go to school after they joined JYP during?
Well, so this was after they joined JYP.
Okay.
Because it wouldn't have been before that because IN was in a different city. He was in Busan.
Right.
But they were both trainees. They were but both still going to school and going to school at that time. And then they mentioned at one point during that whole conversation about them being in school together. I think pre-debut, but together, they were both in school at the same time. Then Hyunjin graduated. But IN was still in high school when they debuted. So that's got to be crazy, too. I don't know. But, you know, obviously they wanted to talk about their relationship in that time. I thought right. It was pretty funny. I thought that was great how like the two of them kind of had a little bit of a role reversal where Hyunjin was like the lazy sleepy guy. The story he told about falling asleep on the train a lot before IN was there to wake him up, where he would like just sometimes like sleep until the end of the train line and then have to hop on another train to get back to the school.
Yeah,
that's pretty great. I love that. Yeah. This has been good. I think Lino as the MC did a good job. He's such a fucking tease though, because he was immediately like, "Oh, I've been harder on other people." And I was like, "Oh, nobody had told me that the format was not that like they were just gonna, I thought they were just gonna have a rotating MC and he was just the MC for this one." But it seems that he's the MC for other people. So, you know. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, pretty cool. What do you think their music, the songs that they did?
They're not, you know, I mean, obviously they're not
finished. But
yeah. Well, and they're not my my go-to songs, but they were nice. I enjoyed them.
You know, the backing track on the first one, Saleng Saleng, I'm like, it's like really like if it has like a really nice, like they need to add something to it, a little spice, and it becomes booty music. You know, it sounds like that kind of the backing track like gives booty music.
Booty music?
No.
Oh.
Getting booty. Down to dirty music.
Getting down and street racing music.
Yeah. Yeah, just. It's like this. This is the kind of music that IN likes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I get you. This fucking brain of mine. Okay, sorry. Driving music. Like drive.
Yeah.
I'm such an idiot.
Yeah, drive. Yeah, that's why I was like driving music. Don't worry. You're not the first person that I said that to. They didn't get it right away.
Yeah, it's okay.
But Yeah, driving music.
Yeah.
And then when you were like, no, like getting down and dirty, that's why I said, oh, like street racing, you know?
Oh man.
Driving is like making love. Street racing is like, oh, we fucking.
Oh my god. Yeah. Yeah. It's the difference between hug me and connected. Is that, I don't know. Hug me is not booty music.
Anyway,
I thought they were pretty good. I liked their conversation about how they approach lyrics and art. I mean, all in all, just like a really good interview. It was interesting to hear how about Ian's experience going to the fashion show in Europe. I wish that we got to hear a little bit about Hyunjin, because like he's been to several, he's like the brand ambassador, and it would just be cool and interesting to hear his perspective on that kind of stuff. But that would have gotten a little bit in the weeds and too focused on himself, and not like the fact that Hyunjin was checking on him, you know. So I guess it makes sense for it not to live here, but I'm interested to find out kind of how he feels about this whole situation. And you know, besides just the generic kind of thing that you would say if it's like, well, they paid me money, so I really like them, you know what I mean?
Like, right. Yeah. Like, I think that's the problem, is as long as someone has a contract with somebody or like is being paid to represent a brand, you're never really going to get their honest opinion.
Yeah.
And you know, I would like to believe that if someone is promoting something, that it actually is their honest opinion. I'll take perfect example of this. Gordon Ramsay is like an ambassador or an advertiser for Hexclad pants. Sure. And I'm like, I've seen them before. I've seen Hexclad before. And I was like, these sound really interesting and they seem to have good reviews and I want to get them. And I see Gordon Ramsay doing ads for them. And I'm like, surely Gordon Ramsay wouldn't be promoting a product that's bad for cooking when he cares so much about cooking. Right.
Uh-huh.
Like, surely that wouldn't be the case. But I don't know. I mean, how do you know?
I don't know. I think I had looked into that too, because, you know, obviously you get like nonstick without having to use, Teflon, right? I think that's the idea of those. Maybe I'm wrong. Uh-huh. You know, I'm just a white guy with a podcast. You know, what do I know?
Anyway. Yeah.
But like, what we've been looking into recently is I would like to get Jeanette, or us as a family, like stainless steel pans. And then eventually, like, cause we, right now we have like gas burners.
Yeah.
And they brought out a bunch of reporting that's like, hey, that will like damage your kids like health and breathing long term. And I was just like, well, shit, like we need to figure out like a different situation. And we have like power connectivity and stuff, so you know, maybe we'll do electric cooking. So anyway,
so wait, gas stoves and ovens are bad?
Oh yeah, you missed this.
I don't read the fucking news. You know what I do? I don't know. I listen to music, I play World of Warcraft, and I watch videos of hot Korean boys. So like, what do you expect from me? Okay,
that's okay. You know, we should talk about it maybe, but like, I'm not an expert, so I'm not gonna
sure,
you know,
right.
I just know that there was like a big study that came out that
just stay tuned for the next episode of Phil and Tom Are White and talk about shit on online
that they don't know about.
Yeah
I there was just a study that came out, and like you know, it said that you can get you can have like permanent damage to and get asthma in childhood, if you have, you're like more likely to get it if you have gas appliances.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because of the, you know, shit. I don't know, man. I'm not a researcher. But
I did see an article because like on Chrome, on mobile Chrome, it like, I don't know, it recommends like pages for me on the new tab page.
Yeah.
And I scroll through them from time to time. And I read one like a couple days ago that was like, traces of lead found in certain hot chocolate brands. And I said that out loud. And Anna was like, oh no, which ones? And I was like, does it matter? And she's like, yeah, you're right. We're kind of everything that we consume is poisoning us in some way. So fuck it. Who cares?
Oh my God. I can't do that. I'd have to read it. I would have to. Like, there was a recall on applesauce recently because it had high content of lead in it. And yeah. So we were like, we got to fucking figure out what brand of applesauce we have. You know what I mean? Like, it's.
Don't want that lead stare when you're 80.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I looked at it. It was, as far as I'm aware, none of the brands that we use, but.
Good.
But I don't. You know, who knows who owns what fucking company these days. So like,
right.
if it says Nestle, like Nestle owns like fucking 400 different companies. So is it things that only say Nestle, or is it things that are also owned by them? You know, like who fucking knows?
I mean,
these days?
When there's a recall, they do a pretty good job of giving you like what retailers sell it, what, you know, what areas, like they actually give you like a pretty good, you know, detail, like, you know, of like what to avoid. So
yeah.
That's not bad. One of the few things that we can do okay sometimes is monitoring our food system. So doesn't always work, doesn't always get funded well enough, but sometimes it works.
Oh,
that's nice.
Speaking of monitoring our food systems.
Yeah. Okay.
I bought the variety pack of like the pre-made Soylent drinks. They have like it's like the sample pack or whatever. And they were doing this Black Friday deal where if you bought two, you get one free, like for a case. So I got three cases of the variety pack, which is like vanilla, chocolate, banana, strawberry, cafe mocha, and mint chocolate. And they're all so fucking good. They're incredible. It is ridiculous how good these shakes are. It's crazy. And the reason that I did it is because like when I was doing the powder, it was just the chocolate one. And Anna's like, it's okay, but I don't really like it that much. And I was like, well, they have like, if you get the pre-made ones, they have like different flavors. So maybe one day we'll try that. And so I did it and I ordered them and she loves them also. So I'm like, let's just keep doing this. And it's only like a little bit more for the pre-made bottles, you know, and then you don't have to fucking bother with it. You just throw that shit in the fridge and you're good to go. But the strawberry one tastes like just fucking strawberry milk, you know?
Nice.
Banana, delicious. The mint chocolate one is like drinking a thin mint. It's so good.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. I like that.
The vanilla one.
Did something go horribly wrong in this story? Because it sounded like you were going to tell me a story about like you ordered a bunch of ones and then one of them had literal.
One of them had a scorpion in it. No.
Something. Yeah.
No, they've all been good. All
right.
They've all been really good. And I'm excited because they're like, it's so easy. I mean, like the powder is so easy too. You just fucking, like, it's so easy to make.
Right.
But these ones, I just fucking open it and drink it.
Yeah.
And then throw it away. It's so fucking
easy. You gotta
save
this for when they sponsor us, really.
Dude, I would, you know, Soylent is one of those, you know how I'm like, okay, I don't want to be, I will sell out now. You know what? I'll do it. But Soylent and Awala, those are in Nerd Energy or Nerd Focus. Those are the three brands that I can think of right now that I am a true believer in. And I will sponsor if they want to give us money. Of course, I'm just doing it for free right now. Give us. Right. I'm not going to talk about your shit anymore unless you give me money.
the change is immediate. Yeah. Good. Anyway, so Stray Kids, high-end singing, is incredible. My dude, he was so afraid of high notes. In the survival show we just finished recently, rewatching, it's just it's amazing to see the growth. Like, I thought the two of them together sound so good. And when they were singing, I was just like, God damn it. Like, better give us a fucking album, a new album like they did last year, digital album or whatever, with all these tracks. Like, I fucking need it. Like, yeah. I want to hear all their songs. God damn it. Yeah. Anyway, it's important. Please do it, Stray Kids. JYP, let it out. Let us listen. I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. This is just a little fun little episode. I really liked it. Yeah. I like how cheeky Lino is with them. I can't wait. I'm excited to see what comes next, because he said he was harder on other people, but he was just cheeky with them and, you know, saying like, oh, come on, let me see that body. Come on, just take off your cardigan. Let me see your shoulders. it was pretty funny. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing I was gonna. Oh, God damn it. I need to write these notes down. Hyunjin said that he doesn't like to make plans, like to schedule an appointment for 1 p.m. This is the most like goblin shit I've ever heard. He's like, I can't set an appointment for 1 p.m. because what if I'm up till 6 a.m. and then I'm sleeping and I can't wake up in time? And I'm like, my dude. Saying like, yeah, what if I'm just up till 6 a.m. is the most gamer shit ever. Like, that was great. It I was really like, is. Oh my God, Hyunjin has never sounded more like Tom in his entire life. Like, it's like 100%. When you're on vacation and you don't have to go to work and shit, like you have a week off, like this is your sleep schedule.
Dude, it really is. It really is. And today I had to go. I got lasered again today. I went to a dermatology appointment, and I got my fucking face lasered. Dude, that shit fucking hurt today.
Worse than last time?
Oh, so much worse.
Oh no.
Because it had to be like more powerful. Because last time they did like, I don't know, the surface level vessels or whatever. Right. And then this time they were like, okay, we got to get fucking deep in there, you know? So they had to use like, they had to put it at a higher setting. And one of the doctors, I guess she's new. And so she's getting experience with it. Mm-hmm. And so when she was doing it, she was like going slow. But okay, before they started, like I sat down, you have to sign a consent form, right? So I signed the consent form. I'm like, I won't sue if you fuck it up, whatever. And I was like, look, if you see me wincing or making, you know, like no matter what's happening with my face, just keep going. I will tell you if I want you to stop, right? I will verbally say stop if I want you to stop.
You gave her a safe word.
Right. I was like, don't worry what my face does. If I wince, I wince. It's cool. Just keep going. And they're like, okay. So she's getting practice with it, and she's going like real slow. She's doing like one and then moving and then one and then moving and then does it again. And I'm just like, okay, all right, cool. It feels better because she's giving me a break in between. And then the fucking dude takes over and he's like, all right, I'm going to do a couple passes. And I was like, cool. And then he's just like, dzz, 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 dzz. I'm like, oh, so fucking painful. But, you know, I'm just sitting there and they're like, he's even like, you're not even wincing. What are you talking about? And I was like, I'm wincing on the inside. And then when he finished, God, it didn't take too long, but the whole time I was like, fuck, this hurts. And then when he finished, he was like, so how was that? Was it uncomfortable? And I was like, extremely. And he's like, well, why didn't you tell me to stop? And I was like, because I wanted you to finish.
Oh my God. At least they did. At least they followed your directions this time.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Last time you told them that and they were like still checking, like, are you okay? Do you need a break? Like,
right.
So I'm glad that they actually followed your instructions this time. That's good. That's a, you know, step in the right direction.
He fucking, and honestly, they were probably terrible instructions, because like he would get like halfway through the line, I'd be like, God, I hope he stops soon. And then he would like circle back for like the a line the other way. And I'm like, no, fuck. Oh, God.
I promise I'm not laughing at your pain, but that is hilarious.
No, I mean, it was fine. Like, I, you know, I'm a man. I fucking,
yeah,
I dealt with it.
Be a man, die.
But yeah, hate your job. Do it for the rest of your fucking life. Be a man. So there's these little metal like cups that go over your eyes, and when I took them off, because they did my nose also, and like you know, your nose is so sensitive, no matter what happens, you can't control it. Your tear ducts are gonna fucking activate if something happens to your nose, you know, like it's involuntary. And so I took the cups off, and I'm just fucking pouring tears out of my eyes, and that's probably why it was like, was it uncomfortable? Because it probably looks like I'm fucking crying, but really it was just because of the nose shit. And then I'm just like wiping the tears away, and I'm like, oh yeah, I hated that. He's just like,
well, I don't think you were gonna love it.
Right, yeah. Anyway, I got to the story because I was like, when I went, he was like let's schedule you know an appointment like in the next like four to six weeks or whatever. And I was like, cool. So I went back, you know, I went up to the front, and I was like, hey, I need to schedule an appointment for like, you know, a few weeks out. And they're like, okay, what day do you want to do? And I was looking at my calendar, because I have my leave put in here, and my leave starts on the 22nd and ends on the 8th, and they only do it on Friday. So I was like, can we do January 12th? So that I don't have to come in during my leave. And she's like, no, we can do the 19th. And I was like, can we do the 5th? And she's like, no. And I was like, okay, fine. Can we do the 29th? She's like, yeah. I'm going to be so fucking, I'm going to be on such hardcore degenerate hours on the 29th. Like, I don't, I didn't want to do that, but I guess I'm going to.
Well, now you gotta be hinging. You gotta figure it out. You need an IN to help you, wake you up, throw you in the shower, and be like, get to fucking school.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
On the 29th, it's at 9 o'clock on the 29th. So what'll probably happen is at 5 or 6 a.m. I'll be like, fuck, I really should have gone to bed. I really should have gone to bed because I have an appointment in a few hours. Maybe I can squeeze a nap in. Nope, it's not going to work. I won't wake up. The 29th of December is going to be a really rough day for me. I'm calling it now.
Yeah.
So,
that's going to be tough. I don't envy you. That's really hard.
Yeah.
It's
going to suck in more than one way, because I'm going to be on degenerate hours. I'll probably be sleep deprived when I go to it, and then they're going to torture me. So it's just all around not going to be a great experience.
No, that's going to be bad. Do you know, are you going to get into anything specific? You have any plans for your degeneracy for that time? Or because like a lot of times there's like a good new game out or something, like you get into something.
Maybe. I don't know. Look, if there's one thing that you should know about me, it's that I don't like to make concrete plans either.
Fair enough.
I want my schedule to be as free. I don't want to promise that I'm going to do something. The first thing that came to mind was maybe I'd be doing a lot more chibi streams, you know, but like, I don't even fucking know if I'm going to be ready by then. So, I don't know.
Well, we'll find out. And if you want to find out, you can go to makeastate.com and you can come follow us there. You can subscribe to our podcast wherever podcasts are found, and you can join the Discord. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Would you like that transition?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Don't you want to go support two white guys that talk into microphones every Friday?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm.
Yeah.
Go.
Anyway. Go to MakeAStay.com.
Go to MakeAStay.com. Oh, and if you're in the, I don't know, marketing department of, I don't know who controls that shit. If you have a product that you think I'd love and you want me to sell to our audience of...
It better be a fucking good product.
How big is our audience? Like a couple hundred?
hundreds of people who listen to our podcast.
If you want access to the dozens of people that listen to our podcast, hit us up and I'll make it happen. I'll say the things.
You'll make it stay out of you.
I'll make us stay by your shit.
All right. And that's it. We'll just call it there. Okay, bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Diddy Booyah.